Now, the ready-to-run sales for New Zealand bloodstock with the two-year-olds, they'll be starting on October 10 and 11. And in fact, not October 10 and 11, they are starting pretty shortly anyway. And to tell us all about it, here's Mike Kneebone, of course, the Director of Business Development at New Zealand Bloodstock. And Mike can't be there this year because he's in Sydney once again and unable to get to New Zealand. Hello to you, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, g'day, Matt. You nearly had it right, mate. The Breeze Ups were on the 11th and 12th, where they run up at Te Rapa, but their sale itself's on the 17th and 18th of November. And, yeah, looking forward to another great sale. We're in a similar situation to last year where we won't have the international guests there, but with the online and the data and all the information that people can get these days, it seems to work pretty well while we wait to welcome people back to Karaka.
So those Breeze Ups are already online. People can have a look at those two-year-olds right now.
Yeah, absolutely they are, and they went really well. One of the big things about the New Zealand ready-to-run Breeze Ups is that they're all done on the one track at Te Rapa and the Waikato in New Zealand. So no matter what the track conditions or what the weather's like, anything like that, you're going to have consistency, which is very important when you're assessing horses and looking at them online. So that's a really big part of it. The other thing is that we did last week at Te Rapa, we've done individual horses as they parade before they breeze up. So that's just a new addition and a new innovation that we've put in there. And, of course, it just gives more and more information to the buyers that are watching online. And anyone can just go to our website, www.nzb.co.nz, and it's pretty straightforward from there.
Have they become more popular, the Breeze Up sales, because people out there in the world that we live in just want a quick return? They want to see their horses race nearly straight away instead of buying these gallopers at a yearling sale. And the other, I guess, the other plus is that you probably get nearly a ready-made race horse ready to go.
Yeah, there's variances in why people buy them at different stages. We've certainly found that in the last, 10 or 15 years, the Australians have really warmed to our Breeze Up sale. One of the main reasons is because a lot of the vendors in New Zealand are buying these, buying the young horses at yearling sales and turning them over. It's their business, because the prize money in New Zealand's a fair way away from what we're racing for in Australia and throughout Asia. So I think people know that when they go on to the New Zealand site, they have a look at the horses, they know that they're genuinely going to be able to buy nice horses at quality and great value, and that's a huge part of the sale. The other thing is that the record of the sale is magnificent. There's been something like 20 Group 1 winners in the last 5 years out of the New Zealand ready-to-run sale, the two-year-old sale. If you look at the sales in Australia that have got the same type of sale, I don't think they've got more than about two or three between them. And that's another thing that makes a big difference. It's a proven sale, and it's a sale that we're very proud of, and we know that the Kiwis just do such a magnificent job. They're great horsemen and women, and everybody loves buying off them.
What's the secret for the buyers out there to find a horse that can go all the way or be successful after watching them at the Breeze Up? So is there something that they should look for, Mike?
Oh, I think so. I think that everybody, the trainers these days and the agents that are doing a good job are very capable of picking out a good horse on action. How the horse looks in the Breeze Ups. It's not about the time anymore. It's more about the action and the way that they do it. Also, with the pre-parade videos of the horses walking around, they can get a look at their conformation, but they can also get a look at their temperaments now as well. I mean, these are only two-year-olds running up either on their own, but most of them in New Zealand, we do them in pairs, and it's a totally new situation for them, and a lot of trainers and a lot of buyers will be looking at how those horses handle that situation and go about the business of running up the 200 in a fairly fast click but we video them from the 600 metre mark to so the buyers can see them getting rolling along and how they're handling the day.
And I guess the other fun part about Breeze Up Sales is from the vendor side of it, or you can get a group of your mates, syndicate, put together a syndication, buy a horse at a yearling sale, and then get someone to prepare them for the Breeze Up. Is that easy to do, Mike, and then sell them at your sales?
Oh, yeah, absolutely it is. I mean,
we prefer that'll be
syndications
fun.
To be racing the horses for the money in Australia. I think that's where the end game is. And, you know, like, it's a big business now, trading horses from weanling sales to yearlings, from yearlings to two-year-olds. And there'll be people that will be looking for horses in this catalogue in New Zealand to buy as two-year-olds and trade through the trials market and chase the big money in Asia. And of course now Australia has come into its own in the last 10 years with prize money the equal to anywhere on the planet.
You're with Gareth Hall here on RSN Central. My special guest here is Mike Kneebone, of course, the Director of Business Development of New Zealand Bloodstock, with their Ready to Run sale commencing shortly. And the Breeze Ups are already on the website after they were commenced about a week ago in the middle part of October. Mike, you must be proud from a New Zealand Bloodstock point of view, because Savabil, of course, for Rogie was a great Cox Plate winner, but Savabil's doing quite the job at start, and he's got two horses going around in this year's Cox Plate, Mwanga and also Probabil.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but there's a host of them now. If you look at even the Everest the other day,
yeah,
who would have thought a Kiwi would have run fourth in that, lost and running with John O'Shea? But week in and week out, every time we have a big race meeting, the Kiwis are the fore. In fact, last year the New Zealand bred horses one quarter of the Group 1 races in Australia. And this season, there's only been 18 Group 1s so far this year, and six of them have been won by New Zealand-bred horses. That's only with 7.3% of the total horse population. So it doesn't surprise me when I have a look at the Cox Plate and see that 40% of the field on Saturday are Kiwi runners, and that includes, of course, as you pointed out, the superstar Probabil, who knocked Zaki off his perch. Mwanga won the first Group 1 for Annabelle Neesham. And very elegant, the Australian Horse of the Year last year, of course, bred in New Zealand. And I wouldn't even put past call sign Mave going a really big race as well. He's by Atlante, and Atlante, of course, by Fastnet Rock.
Mike, what's been the best horse that's come out of the Ready to Run sale?
Look, there's an absolute host of them, but I guess we're all hanging our hats on an absolute superstar at the moment, and I would say that would have to be Golden 60 up in Hong Kong. He has been the leading horse up there for the last 2 years. He was bought at Karaka for $160,000. He was a pinhook. Went through a great draft, and he's gone on to be the champion in Hong Kong. And the way that he trialled the other day there, he's obviously going to go forward again and have a massive season in Hong Kong heading towards the internationals. But there's been so many. People saw Tiaki, our shark, over here in the last couple of seasons. He came over and took all before him. There's an absolute host of them, you know, going back, Beat the Clock in Hong Kong, Ginger Nuts, Glorious Days, Linton, Mongolian Khan, the dual Group 1 winner, he's out of there. And, of course, going back to Trent and Natalie's first great horse they had in Australia, the Savabil Sangster.
We could be here all day talking about the stars out of the sale. Mike, how do we get involved? Because we have to be online, I guess, these days.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, online now is everyone's got their heads around that. It's pretty simple to go onto the website and follow it through. The big thing is to be registered with the company, and that's easy enough too. But if you're just starting to look into racing, or you're sitting at home and you're thinking you might go into a horse with a syndicate or a trainer, look, you just need to pick up a phone and and get hold of a trainer that you think goes well, and ask them if they're buying at Tarakan. Most of them are. Same with syndicators. And away you go. And you're not going to get any better value in the world than at Karaka in November, and again with the yearlings in late February.
And Karaka does a wonderful job. Their website, or your website, is second to none, Mike. So there's a lot of information, and it's easy to follow as well, which is important. And one of the great carnivals in racing is the Karaka Carnival and Sales Week there in January. So we're crossing our fingers and toes that the borders are open and we can get to New Zealand and enjoy Auckland once again, and the Karaka, especially the Karaka race day. It is like a big party with sensational racing.
Absolutely, it is. It's one of the great ones. I think it was Shane Anderson, or one of those top racing men from Australia now living up in Europe, placed it as in one of his top 10 in the world as a race meeting to go to. So that's a huge compliment to that race meeting. But, look, you know, when the borders do open and everybody's ready to go, there'll be no one more ready than the vendors and the hospitality and our marketing team in Auckland to welcome people back to Karaka. But in the meantime, as you pointed out, we've got that ultra-fast fibre. Last year at the yearling sales, Gay Waterhouse actually ran the sale from her home and was able to bid live time up there at Fiorente Farm in the Southern Highlands. So, look, the world's changing, but we're changing with it. And the only thing that hasn't changed is the quality of our horses.
Good on you, Mike. Looking forward to the sales starting shortly. And, yeah, I'll be heading on to the website now, the Karaka website, to watch those two-year-olds in action there in the breeze-ups.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for your time. And look, in Sydney here, we've got an office with our air freight. We do insurance, everything like that. We're easy to find. Give us a call anytime.
And so it's easy to get the horses back. How quick's the turnaround?
Oh, we've got flights coming in and out of New Zealand every week. So I'll either be going to Melbourne or Sydney. But in the carnivals, obviously, we can get them up to Queensland and anywhere around the world, really. But we've had a very, very busy few months with broodmares coming over to the big studs throughout Victoria and also the Hunter Valley. Hundreds of them come over here to get bred every year and go back to New Zealand and rear their foals on the best countryside in the world.
Sensational, Mike. Thanks for your time. Looking forward to it.
Good on you. Thank you for your time too.